Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, my next guest, she contacted me before the lockdown in the area she lives in, Beaufort, North Carolina, occurred like a day before. And we've been touching base ever since. Joining us again is Paloma Capana from Beaufort, North Carolina. Good evening, young lady.
Hello, Bill. How are you?
I'm not in a similar situation. We are in a, I guess, as severe a situation as we're going to get into here in South Carolina. But we don't have anybody camped out on the road into town and the road out of town like you do. They haven't shut down everything to where if they do have penalties in place. I just don't know how they're going to impose them. How are things in Beaufort?
You know, fairly good. It does seem like North Carolina is a bit of a hot spot for lawsuits at the moment. Dare County, which also has Checkpoint fully operational, got sued on Friday by some property owners who reside out of the county. And so stay tuned to see where that federal lawsuit progresses. They were apparently moneyed enough to have hired a private attorney, so that's not a, if you will, 501c3 case. That's an actual private attorney case.
Right.
We had also the case in Ware County regarding the sheriff, who initially said that he was going to stop all concealed carry permit applications. The Second Amendment Foundation sued there, and as we reported, breaking news last week, a settlement was reached within one business day of that lawsuit getting filed. And then today the ACLU sued the North Carolina penitentiary system seeking to get prisoners released during this epidemic. Interestingly, the governor of North Carolina today did provide a statistic that approximately 15 incarcerated persons have tested COVID positive out of a total prison population of 35,000. So if you do the math, they're actually doing better than several of the hotspots around the U.S.
Well, yeah. They can enforce social distancing in a prison.
And it certainly is the original cannot get in, cannot get out gateway.
Yeah.
So, you know, in some sense, it's interesting to compare contrast, you know, how is Dare County or a town like Beaufort going to do statistically at the point we're through this compared to the prison population or a group home population, you know, any population that has sort of a limited mobility, you know, where we've got a lot of problem in North Carolina right now. And I think in elsewhere around the country, certainly it all started to make the news, I think most prominently, is the nursing home situation.
Right.
So, you know, sort of stay tuned on that. But I think the huge development that's worth, you know, sort of you and I running around with the Lock and Load listeners is today's announcement that two municipalities, namely Elizabeth, New Jersey, and Daytona Beach, Florida, have started deploying Chinese-made drones to enforce social distancing requirements.
Yeah. Well, I've seen video of those. Exactly how do they enforce them? I mean, they can fly over you and say, hey, give me 6 feet. Come on. That's it?
Well, your company of origin is DJI. That's Delta Juliet Indigo.
I have a DJI drone. Yeah, they're using, the Inspire drone, the big drone.
I would imagine, right? Yeah. What law enforcement department wants anything less than, the biggest gun that you can possibly have.
Right.
So, they've got the video, they've got the facial recognition software, and it is a just perverse irony to me that in a country where the Department of the Interior 2 months ago said it was officially grounding its entire drone fleet. And I did look up the order in case anybody wants to sort of follow along. January 29th, order number 3379, the Department of the Interior issued its own no-fly order because it didn't feel that it could maintain the security integrity of data captured on the Chinese-made drone. Not a big surprise in terms of the global agenda.
Right.
But somewhat of a surprise to me that today's news article said that, if you will, smaller jurisdictions than federal jurisdictions were using the DJI drones. So, stay tuned if we see whether it's the United Nations that starts issuing these $1,000 fines and citations or whether it does actually come from the Elizabeth, New Jersey Police Department.
The thing about these drones, especially using DJI drones, I have a DJI drone. I have the Mavic Pro. And all of these are, they all have one shortcoming. They all have to be within line of sight.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see a drone somewhere within line of sight of that drone, either above, below, to the side, something, there's going to be somebody operating it. So I don't really understand why we're using the drone to do it.
Presumably, two reasons. One is all of your documentation, so that if the person decides to challenge the citation, just like a traffic ticket, right, then they've got their snapshot that they can hand to the judge. Look, Mr. Jones was standing by Mr. Smith, who was sitting on his stoop. They were hanging out together. Here's your time-stamped photograph, or here's your video outtake.
Right.
Right. And then Mr. Jones, of course, is just caught in a complete, well, Your Honor, I'd prefer to do community service, right, kind of an argument. I suppose the secondary argument that they're going to make if the criminal defense bar gets involved is it keeps the officer safer, right? If the officer is sitting in his car, then he himself is not putting himself in harm's way of getting spit on or coughed on or sneezed on or, some of the other pushback that we're seeing in a few of the reports coming out in the past week or so. So that would be my guess. If it's got to be a tight distance between your officer and your operational drone, that would be my guess.
So what if people start, the way to, as far as the facial recognition stuff right now, it would not, a lot of these municipalities with the rise of Antifa made it illegal to be masked in public, right? Right?
Yes.
Have you seen that?
Right.
So here we have it, but we're in a circumstance now to where they're saying that you have to be masked in public. So how is facial recognition? I know what it's for. It's the police would get out there and say it's just another tool in law enforcement, and I sort of see that, but on the other hand, it's also sort of an intimidation tactic. Very easily defeated, by the way. Very easily defeated.
By slingshot?
Not by
suggestion?
No. I'll tell you when we get back. Talking about the world as it is today with Paloma Cabana. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Paloma Cabana from Beaufort, North Carolina, attorney at law, but now a antiques dealer. Are you open? You're still not open right now?
No. We haven't been open for a month. So in large part, I just feel like I've sort of been called back up to the line of duty since we last talked. I'm now a member of the North Carolina Bar Association.
Okay.
And have been communicating with them quite a bit as to the challenges facing attorneys trying to practice in North Carolina. I've been conducting a statewide study for the past 3 weeks on all the different restrictions and limitations that the governor's office, various counties, towns, and even American Indian reservations have imposed that can trip lawyers up as to whether we can even be representing anybody going into court or ourselves be facing criminal prosecution if we do.
So sorry that you don't get to be the antique dealer.
You know, it's like that, though. If you are a Second Amendment activist and supporter, right?
Sure.
We try to have these little furloughs, but the Second Amendment remains at peril and has been, I think, pretty actively for at least the last 10 years. And so here I am, and that's fine, right? Good to be focusing on protecting the Constitution. Because it seems like, you know, this week more groups are getting involved, and even the North Carolina Bar Association has started putting on teleconferences for things like properly advising nursing homes or properly advising businesses on how to be in compliance in trying to continue to conduct commerce under all these different regulations. But I think that we've reached a point, at least in this state, where if you are not an attorney and you live in one of these roughly 20 jurisdictions that are the most active at writing up these stay-at-home orders, amending them, superseding them, issuing frequently asked questions. One of the frequently asked question documents is so bad that it literally says, if you are an attorney, you will simply have to decide if you think you can make your case for whatever client you're representing in case we decide to prosecute you. That's a pretty far cry from the Constitution.
Yes. That doesn't sound like innocent until proven guilty to me.
No. And, you know, whether it's your Second Amendment rights at the federal level or a license to practice law, license to practice medicine, you know, getting even charged can present its own problems. Attorneys would have to report it to malpractice carriers. The Bar Association would also potentially start an ethics review for the fitness of the attorney. And certainly if you get convicted, you know, what's irking me about these mayors and county managers who are saying, well, you know, we may charge somebody, we may not. The ambiguity problem for us is a conviction is not a parking ticket.
Right.
Oh, it's only $1,000. What's that to a lawyer? I mean, literally, these are some of the arguments I'm hearing from people. Well, that conviction probably means I'm not worried about the $1,000. I'm not worried about the 60 days in jail. I'm done. I'm disbarred. It's a misdemeanor. It's a criminal misdemeanor. So, you know, it's a very tricky situation, whether you're a lawyer, whether you have a concealed carry permit that is at the discretion, for example, of your local sheriff's department. You know as well as I do, somebody gets into a bit of a scuffle, even if there's not a conviction, even if it's just an order to show cause, ex parte, temporary order of protection that eventually gets withdrawn or dismissed.
Right.
What's the next letter that somebody gets? It's come in and speak with the sheriff. Oh, it's not a problem. This is just informal. Come on in. Tell us what happened. Give us your version of events. We're going to evaluate your fitness. And by the way, while we're at it, we might end up issuing a temporary seizure of your firearms, ammunition, and any associated paraphernalia, such as your bench-built materials.
Yeah. North Carolina's got a lot of Jim Crow in it as far as that. Between the sheriff and the gun owner, a lot of Jim Crow stuff. A lot of it. So back to the drones, right, real quick. You know, one of the things that they're using now for like a lot of these grocery stores, they're going to be scanning their employees. So it's not going to be uncommon to see people with those laser thermometers that you aim and, you know, paint it with a laser and you get the temperature off of it.
Okay.
So these drones, the Inspire drones, they do have cameras that, you know, they have some zoom capability.
Okay.
But they don't have a lot of zoom capability as far as the lens is concerned unless they spend a whole lot of money. The camera itself for the drone is $2,000. Okay. That doesn't count the lens that goes on it. So what I'm saying is if you were to aim that laser thermometer at that optic on that camera, it's not going to see a whole lot. It's not going to see a whole lot. Now, I don't know if that's legal.
You know, it's an interesting question. A lot of us have laser pointers or these lovely, I mean, I have right on my desk, because it's the coast and it's power outages, right? I have my most handy flashlight.
Flashlight.
Super high-powered NRA flashlight.
Yeah.
So maybe we should start wearing hard hats, you know, with the little runner's lamp.
Headlamp, yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of ways to beat it. The other thing is you won't ever see one of those things flying in low and coming in low where there's a lot of cables, a lot of wires, because that will break the signal to it. And then they're runaways. And then you've got the drone itself. I think the drone camera combination with a lens is probably $4,000 or $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
And those are regulated by the FAA.
Yes.
So if you have one crash, you're subject to FAA investigation.
Well, sure, except that it's, you know, supposedly a municipal enforcement agency, so I would assume they would cooperate and file their report, which is why I gave the DJI in pilot alphabet to the listeners. My bigger concern, if you will, on this round.
Well, I tell you what, we're about to go into the break. Let's pick this up on the other side.
Sure.
Very good. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the coronavirus outbreak is a time for the faithful to pray and reflect.
We can use this time to pray, to reflect, and to focus on our personal relationship with God.
The president speaking during his daily coronavirus task force meeting. The president also said he spoke to thousands of faith leaders on Wednesday and thanked them for raising the spirits of Americans at this difficult time. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is bowing out of the Democratic presidential race. That clears the path for former Vice President Joe Biden to become the party's nominee. Speaking from one of his three homes, Sanders thanks his supporters and says,
"Together we have transformed American consciousness as to what kind of nation we can become, and have taken this country a major step forward."
The Dow closed up 779 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Paloma Capana from Beaufort, North Carolina, who has been forced from... She wanted to be a antique dealer. I would have liked to have seen her shop. But now she's back in the legal, so that means going into her shop now, I just see a bunch of books. You're about to tell me what concerns you most.
Very sparkly inventory.
Huh?
Very sparkly inventory.
Yes. So you're about to tell me what worried you the most, so please tell me what worries you the most.
Well, I think that I'm observing two things here in week 4 of the push toward the stay-at-home orders. You know, first, jurisdictions that get going on these stay-at-home orders, shelter-in-place orders, onerous restrictions that even type out longhand that grocery store owners must disinfect their carts each hour.
Right.
They seem to keep winding. So imagine, if you will, that there's this whole range of how people function under pressure. Some folks on the higher end of the functioning spectrum by week 4 are actually starting to adjust to what's going on. And they're making better leadership decisions. They're starting to infuse their language with words of inspiration, clear timelines, the Constitution. You know, the president himself, I think, even is presenting much cleaner in his forward approach to right. what's happening nationwide. But where we have a jurisdiction where it's either the mayor or the commissioners that have gotten themselves wound up into a panic, they continue to make the situation worse. So if you live in one of those jurisdictions, on the other side of this, I think there really becomes a question of, okay, the next round of elections, how do you find new people to run for these offices?
Well,
right?
Let me relocate
yourself to work around that, because things don't tend to get better. If we go through another round, they'll have done this level of infringement. They will not have gotten sued, or if they got sued and the lawsuit went away or dismissed, worse, right? Then they're reinforced in their behavior, and next time it only goes further.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you in the first place, all of this was ginned up because of fear. We've got Burks, we've got Fauci. You know, they're the two doctors that are up there. Those are both Obama people, and you know, Fauci is he's out there. And then you've got, for some reason, have you noticed how the media is starting to let Ezekiel Emanuel, Rahm Emanuel's brother, the Obamacare architect, get out there and say, we may be seeing this for the next 18 months.
But then
here's the other thing. This is the other thing. Isn't the way they pursue gun control through fear?
Absolutely.
See, I think Fauci and Burks are going to burn themselves with Trump. I think Trump's going to keep looking at them because, I mean, he's a pretty cagey operator. I mean, he has revealed himself to be very cagey. I like the way he talked, and that's why I supported him before he got elected. But, I mean, he actually intuitively is very good at being president, and I think he's going to be looking at this going, exactly why aren't we? Because one thing, they've got a real problem that's emerging that even Burks has pointed out about the coronavirus death reporting.
Right, and we could definitely do an entire show just on matters of statistics, the formulas that are and are not getting used. I did a research module yesterday trying to get to the heart of, so what are the formulas, right? And various mathematicians, statisticians, epidemiologists, there is no real agreement on how to calculate things. Combine that with the junk data that undoubtedly we've gotten from China since Word Go, right? And forget about using data from a place like Iran. And even our own data, are we testing people after they've passed? Are we doing the ME autopsy, right? The modeling here is not as simple as doing your taxes. It does make the IRS actually look good at this point, right? I think all of America must be thinking, wow, my Form 1040 is a piece of cake, right? Let me get that done ahead of this extension deadline.
Right.
So, I agree with you that I don't know that we come out of this round of this specific pandemic with better data for medical and government decision-making next time, which is part of why I'm really starting to sing the song that constitution-based decision-making still needs to be where we ground ourselves until and unless there really is something that is irrefutable to cause us to pull off of it.
Well, I think we're going to find that out. I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger had a series of field hospitals in place in California when he was governor after he saw Katrina. Then when Moonbeam came back, he wanted a high-speed rail, and so he made fun of that, and he scrapped it. They sold it off.
Mm-hmm.
They have 21 million ventilators there that are just out of date that they could use. It was still quite functional, but they won't use them because they're out of date. In New York, they had bought a bunch of stuff in case of pandemics, and then they auctioned it off because they could not afford the cost of maintenance. So all of this stuff is coming out. The other stuff that's coming out, like when you're talking about reporting deaths, in Connecticut, The governor got on TV and said, wow, this is really bad. The first child under 1 year old has died due to coronavirus.
Right.
And then it turned out the caretaker had, and I don't know how you do, how do you accidentally suffocate a baby? The caretaker had accidentally suffocated the baby. And the baby had coronavirus, but the baby got suffocated by the caretaker.
Right. The ME's office was doing the full autopsy to see if it was a SIDS crib death.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So that was a six-week-old child who was brought to the emergency department unresponsive upon arrival. Yes.
So they've got all kinds of problems with their reporting. And do we come out with better data? As long as this media is in place, they're going to bang the drum however they can. They're going to bang the drum however they can.
Right. And one of the big things I spent the last 48 hours doing was literally trying to drill backwards to, you know, who is patient zero by whatever account it is, the American account, the Chinese account, you know, where is that? And what I think that we're seeing this news cycle, again, I'm back to where's my particular concern that the Constitution is threatened not for legitimate purposes, is that the 24/7 global news cycle, the newspaper report might start with the South China newspaper.
I tell you what, we're coming up on the break. I want you to be able to explain this in completion, so I don't want to have to interrupt you with the break, because I want to see where this is going. I don't know what you're about to say, but it's going to interest me a great deal. Paloma is out of Beaufort, North Carolina. She contacted me when they were getting ready to put roadblocks up coming in and out of town in Beaufort, North Carolina. And the judge or the mayor got out there and declared himself the sheriff of Nottingham. I'm in charge. We're going to do what I say. And I'm closing down all the lawyers that are not working for me. So also, I might arrest you, but you won't have legal counsel. And that's how this conversation began. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We're having a conversation with attorney at law Paloma Capana out of Beaufort, North Carolina, but formerly out of New York State, where when you came to Beaufort, you actually sort of expected a sleepy little town, didn't you? We still got Paloma?
I would get away from politics and take a little break from doing federal civil rights lawsuits, which had consumed so many hours of kind of the previous 8 years in defense of the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
And, you know, all of that sort of blew up, if you will, on March 23rd when our mayor issued his first proclamation.
Proclamations. That still makes me laugh. Yeah, here you are finding yourself at the epicenter of martial law light. Anyway, that's all beside the point. He wasn't really, martial law is a military thing. It's a very misused term, but, and it's a very hard thing to do, too. Martial law is a very hard thing to do. So, for the most part, in Beaufort, before we get to the part that you're most worried about, in Beaufort, how is the community taking, Napoleon here with his stuff?
It's been interesting. There's been enough social media positive comments that at one point I was wondering if they were deleting anything negative, because statistically, right, there are naysayers in just about any Facebook post, right, that a person puts up. There's some armchair quarterback that wants to say something else. But it does seem like after he actually moved the blockades around twice, you know, these 8,000-pound concrete barriers have been moved around twice, changed which road would be the checkpoint, and actually started mailing out the passes to people such that this now goes into full force and effect tomorrow. We don't know at what time, and maybe this will be yet another.
Well, we've got more stuff that's going into effect now.
Yes. So, you know, okay. Just stay tuned. But that's what I mean about, you know, certain people in their leadership role, they simply start winding on the panic and the what do I do and the let me try this and the let me try that and let me make this worse and let me make this difference. And I think it's very difficult to unwind them, especially while the pressure is continuing, right? The point that I was going to make, though, is this issue of what is the truth about what's going on. And I started doing some research the last 2 days into what I'm calling the start of the thread. So we've got a few different storylines, whether it's Dr. Li, who was the supposed whistleblower in China, who then got visited by the secret police to sign documents, which I've even managed to track down the documents. You know, now he's dead, conveniently for the Chinese government. Supposedly it's COVID-19. Even to this question of who is patient zero and was it at the wet market in Wuhan? And a really good example of how this COVID-19 news cycle and panic is working in the media, the South China Morning Post had published an article just a couple of weeks ago saying that, you know, they had seen records, quote, records. That's the word. It doesn't say hospital records. It doesn't say police records. Nothing, just records. But somehow, magically, the editor who wrote the article of the paper had seen records that patient zero had been identified by the Chinese government as a 55-year-old person in the city of Wuhan connected to this one particular wet market. That would not be admissible in a court of law. Most American media outlets would not go on something that flimsy and unconfirmed. Within 48 hours, I literally tracked, because I pulled all the hyperlinks and date and timestamps and everything, I tracked that newspaper article turning into all mainstream American media, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, did it Fox, didn't matter who, everybody covered that as news, putting their own little embellishment on it.
Right.
No new facts in any of the articles. Then it hits the AP wire. Then it starts to hit the blogs. And then this one news story even goes as far as the Brookings Institute adopts it as the beginning date of the coronavirus fact certain. Brookings Institute. So even American think tanks are looking at the South China Morning Post. There's no critical thinking going on at any point in that entire news cycle of that one story. And that, to me, is yet another reason to think the level of panic is high enough that the Constitution is just completely being disregarded.
Okay. Now, see, as far as the Constitution goes, I have a sneaking suspicion what we're about to see happen. I'm giving this till the end of April, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a lot of people are going to start doing a lot of math here. And I agree with you on the lack of critical thinking, but I think we're going to see a rapid move in the direction of adopting critical thinking, because most people were happy economically until this started.
Capitalism, the great savior. Yes.
Well, I mean, do you agree with that?
I do. Look, at some level, capitalism helps to keep democracy alive, without a question. But in this particular instance, interesting little detail caught my eye the other day. 500 of the world's largest corporations have physical offices in Wuhan, China.
Sure. That is, Wuhan, China is like Bentonville, Arkansas. Do you know what Bentonville, Arkansas is?
I don't. You've completely stumped me.
Bentonville, Arkansas is the worldwide headquarters of Walmart.
Ah.
So when you're driving down this one road headed to Walmart, every company on the planet that has a representation in Walmart and those that want to have one have offices on this road. So, you know, that's not – Wuhan's a pretty big city. What is it, 11 million people?
Approximately, yes.
Yeah. So, that doesn't really surprise me that much. It's just that the only thing that surprises me is just the still the media approach to this and everything, where they've made a big deal out of something that is any illness is troubling if it can kill you, but there's a bunch of them. I mean, 2.5 million times a year, just in the United States, people die prematurely. 2.5 million times a year. And yet, for some reason, this has ground us to a halt, this thing here.
But if capitalism can be shut down because of fear over a virus, and if capitalism can equally thrive in the communist nation of China or our lovely democracy, we'll even include Canada and Europe and so forth, right?
In that
mix, are we at the ultimate political battle for global domination?
Very likely. But, you know, it's just one of these things. It is a non-sustaining thing to me. And I don't have the time to explain it to you now. Maybe we can do this again next week, and I'd like to get your opinion of why I think this is non-sustaining, and see what you think about it. But in the interim, I hope the other proclamations are. I'm expecting to see some change at the end of this month, though.
I think that we will, but I don't think it's the last virus. I don't think it's the last pandemic.
Oh no, this is the 13th pandemic. This is the 13th pandemic in the history of this nation. It's just the first one we shut everything down. So thank you for joining me this evening, and I will be in touch, and we will do this again next week simply because the conversation is just fascinating. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill, and thanks to all the listeners. Stay safe and keep passing out those constitutions from a distance of 6 feet.
At least. At least. Thank you, ma'am.
Stay well, everybody.
All right. Hour number 3 is inbound. Coming up next, writer Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.